Thunder Bay, the motorcycle ride for Dad, returned on Saturday for its 23rd year, raising funds in support of the Northern Cancer Fund and to help fight prostate cancer in the city. Glenn Mollo was one of roughly 200 motorcycle riders who participated in the ride to break the stigma, get out there, discuss prostate cancer and raise funds to make a difference. While Mollo belongs to but is not affiliated with any specific riding groups in the city, he said he was riding to benefit prostate cancer research. I had two good buddies that were diagnosed almost within a month or two of each other, and besides being of age myself where you really got to start watching out for that kind of thing, it just brings the awareness up to the forefront that you don't really like talking about it, but you do need to, said Mollo. Everybody knows someone who's been touched by cancer, he said. There's a million different cancers, but prostate cancer seems to be out there quite prevalent, and there's got to be a cure for it, and we need the funds to find that cure, said Mollo. Over the last two decades, Mollo said he hasn't yet missed one motorcycle ride for Dad. Other than COVID, I've been in every one of them, and I would miss our group rides for a week if they overlap today. I would rather be here today and doing this, said Mollo. For single riders by themselves, he also added that it doesn't matter. Rather, he encouraged them to come out and, if they saw a group leaving, hook up with them. Before you know it, you're family, you're talking, you're discussing everything, and hopefully prostate cancer will come up in the conversation? Let's get her done, said Mollo. Connor Remus, the Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Foundation's events officer, was a first-time organizer for the ride. He said he was not only very impressed with what he saw outside the Superior Inn Hotel and Conference Center, but he was shocked and awed. Living in Thunder Bay, I didn't really know the bike community very well, said Remus. But I got introduced to it and they welcomed me with their open arms. And getting to see the amount of people that show up to ride and to support the fight for prostate cancer here in Thunder Bay is insane. Every rider who came out, Remus explained, had the opportunity to register for the ride and also pledge leading up to it. Our goal this year was about $58,000. I think we're going to well surpass that, said Remus. We had about 150 riders registered this morning. That's just online, not to mention half of these guys are old school, so they show up pen and paper the morning of and they just want to ride. With many of the participants also being dads, he said it hits to have the ride on Father's Day. It's really important to get them out and have them something to do on Father's Day weekend, and what better way to just cruise around town on your bike, said Remus. Through the foundation, he added, they also came to encourage men in general to break the stigma that they are tough, barbaric, and invincible. We want to encourage guys to know that they should be able to go and get checked and to talk about prostate cancer with them and their friends, said Remus. Remus urged bikers to continue talking about prostate cancer, showing up and demonstrating their support. This event is, by all means, not coming to an end. It's growing each and every year, so we'll have this teed up for next year and the year after and the year after that, said Remus. He encouraged bikers to visit him at the foundation, call 807-684-7788 or email him to sign up for next year's ride.